This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been talking about the Internet of Things for a long time, and though your TV may not yet speak to your refrigerator, your car, and your phone, there's a growing number of companies working on this. But today, a development in how this idea might actually happen. Wireless technology company Qualcomm has been building a new way for all our devices to communicate, and it just made the source code of this new protocol public, which means lots of different companies could potentially use it instead of trying to build their own. Stacy Higginbotham has been writing about this for the website GigaOhm. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, Ben.
So this is trying to fix a problem, right?
There's two problems with the Internet of Things today for the consumer. And that is, one, there's a lot of radios. And two, there's a lot of different things we're trying to tell our devices to do. You have to say one thing to control a light bulb, and a totally different thing to control a washing machine.
Aha.
So what Qualcomm has done here is they have this protocol called the AllJoin protocol. It basically translates all of that into instructions that a wide variety of things can understand.
Now, what could this mean, I don't know, 2-3 years down the road if everybody's dreams come true about adoption?
So what you could do, what you could expect as a consumer, is to have all of your devices that are certified under this protocol to be able to just work together. You would have one app, and that app can control all of the light bulbs in your home that happen to be connected, your washing machine, your oven. When your dryer pings that it's done, it could send a message to your TV that you're watching and be like, hey, clothes are out of the dryer. If you don't watch TV, your lights could blink in your house to indicate time to get the clothes.
Wow. So there's a lot of potential here, but of course, logic is often defied by the interests of companies when it comes to this kind of open source thing, right? So there are some challenges here.
There are challenges. So just last month, I was on stage talking to someone from Samsung, and they were going on and on about how you could do kind of these similar sort of things, but only in the Samsung ecosystem. Their goal is to really drive that vision of supreme efficiency if you buy all of their brands. I don't think that's realistic for consumers, but I think that's going to be a hard message to sell to some of the big consumer electronics brands.
Very interesting. Stacy Higginbotham, senior writer at the website GigaOhm. Stacy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.